Log Talk Radio.
The noise. The following is suitable for anybody who will listen, anybody with ears, anybody who is trying to feed themselves a little bit, to give themselves some spiritual nourishment, enlightenment, who's really trying to get better. This is Organic Pimpin'. Do the ingredients, it embodies my soul. It's 7 o'clock on the dot, and I am Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic.
Organic OK.
A lot of background noise over there. All right, okay. Now, look, 7 o'clock on the dot. Please, tell us what you think. What's going on with you? Get an opportunity to basically help others. One of the things that can help nourish your soul, that can really pimp and put your soul out, is basically letting another feed it. All right? Now, thankfully, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, Organic, before I chime in, before I go off on a rant and whatever, do you have anything to say to all those at home who are basically who are basically starving for nourished souls, who want honestly to basically just be fed, who are lost, who feel like maybe they're just getting by, but they're not doing what they want to do, they're not going where they need to go. As that's the question of seeing the world, there's a spiritual lack of, I use the word spiritual a lot, aren't I? Lack of sustenance. Tell us, Organic, do you have something to say?
Yep. One of the things I have to, you know, I've been listening to conversations, talking to people, and poor people have been showing their community, but communicating with people. And I got a lot of things, a lot of projects I'm releasing this year just because people have brought it to my attention. It's a lot of things that's not been brought up about how people's behavior is inappropriate. How they're actually harassing you by just being yourself. And it's cross-contaminated viewpoint. I spent so many years not talking about people, talking about subject matters, and people forgot about a person like me, forgot about what I could bring to the table. It's been a lot of jokes that's been brought to the table that y'all haven't been hearing for a long time. And it's my job to come with an organic level of comedy. And, yes, I have different formats. So don't get confused where you see me talking about one thing on one format and then talk about another type of comedy or another format. It's different types of comedy that I do. And that's what people get confused. And they're right. People get confused because they want you to do one type.
I think people look to pigeonhole you. They expect you to appeal to one side of them, and then they basically want you to keep doing that and that and that until they get tired of it and discard you.
But isn't that the way that you're not really being yourself? You can't be that person, especially if you've got that ability.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, you should not pigeonhole who you are, no matter how safe doing one gimmick might look.
What are you telling people about your stuff that they ain't seen yet? What should they look for seeing in the future without giving it all away?
Well, let's see. I think they should basically expect a comic who's going to talk a lot about the way things are.
Okay.
Really.
So what are you releasing? That's what I'm asking you, sir.
Well.
Without giving it all away.
I'm going to talk a little bit about what it's like to be disabled. I'm going to talk a little bit about how things are.
Okay, let me just tell them because you're missing my point. One of the things you're going to put actual comedy project. You're going to release one September 17th of this year. He's going to release a project. Another project he's going to release is for October Disabled Awareness Month. And then he got another project that he's going to be releasing. I'm thinking it's going to be more like around the holidays, like around December. December, November. So he's got three projects he can release. Actually, four, because he got a collaboration with DJ Buff Out Feces he's going to release. So that's four. So that's the thing. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, albums, stand-up, maybe a book on tape. Let's write that great American novel, you know, the one that shakes up everything.
One thing I don't like, I don't care what person is disabled or not disabled, I hate when people promise people stuff and don't do it. So stop selling all this novel and books. If you're not going to do it, don't put that in the air.
Okay, all right.
So you said it, so you got to do it now. So I want to book a novel. Since you said it, I want to book a novel out there, since you said it. So
all right.
you have to do what you say. Otherwise, you shouldn't be opening your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Once again, your soul, feeding it, nourishing it. Now, someone might ask, how do you do that?
Oh, the same stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show is about organic pimping, right?
Yeah,
feeding your soul.
You're supposed to come in with some other stuff.
Okay,
like,
let me try coming in with something else.
It's like eating TV dinners. I want a chef to cook my food. I don't want TV dinners. Me personally, I don't want TV dinners. It's different. Like when you eat real fresh food, they would probably think that the fresh food is not as good as the room for me. You have to be on me. People like that. Well, this food ain't no bad. I like the way they had a TV dinner. It tastes better. The microwave tastes better. Who been setting up for? Who knows how long? How long does the food like that set up? Huh? They didn't tell you how long that food been sitting up inside of it before the people are actually able to eat it.
Indeed.
Think about that. This comedy is not too much. I want to talk about quantity. I want to talk about quality. And then when we do a quality, it's not about talking about other people. Once you do a quality, you know, the fan, once they're the consumers. Don't talk to him.
Well, let's see. Okay.
What's going on?
What do you feel like doing right now? See, so many of us, we don't have time or money to indulge ourselves enough. We want to basically enjoy our lives just a little bit. We don't. Well, why? We get stuck on all this, what we have to do. You know what I'm talking about. It's a real habit, and it basically starts to drive you nuts. You start doing your obligations and whatever, and it weighs you down. It's like an anchor around your neck on a sinking ship you drown in the ocean.
One of the things, too, is when a person don't get time to project their opinion and project the things they really, they start being comedy malnutrition. And you understand, as being a comedian, people be trying to trick comedians out here, man. People be tricking comedians out here, and I want to make something about this, man. I want to make something on this actual thing. Because people got fans, and comedians are being heckled by the system of people thinking that, you know, we got to release some things, man, really to show people about comedy. Because a lot of it doing to comedy as a whole that, in a sense, who actually gave this space an appetite?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a lot. It's like once a guy start let everybody know that he's having a good time. How many times do you think that one guy or those guys that had a good time? How many times do you think they sort of crashed the party? Who do they have to tell to crash the party? Who normally passes the party when it's going well? Somebody call a girlfriend, other person, text the girlfriend. She searched, got a bug on his phone. Somebody seen, and it, you know what I mean? Like, if something happens on a big scale for this to actually work, who's really creating this kind of dividing and polluted setup on a big scale? Who's truly tearing the party up? Now, talked to Ian Bell for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's too excited to do this.
Okay, I'll get back into it. Listen, every single one of you out there, promise yourself you're going to do something today, and in the last few hours, promise yourself that you will enjoy yourself, that you can find a way to enjoy your life, however possible. Just enjoy it. It's not just another day. I got to get up. I got to do what I got to do. The truth is, you can personally, basically, enjoy your own life. You can enjoy those final moments of it. Take pleasure in those last end-of-the-day details. Do that. Really. However possible. Ask yourself, what would bring you instant animal gratification at this point? Do that. Do that.
Happy enough?
Yeah. Look, I personally believe that everybody out there, I think one of the things that could basically help us is pretty much all of us find some degree of happiness. Now, happiness, universal love and welfare among the human species is a possibility. It can happen.
Universal love. So is that do you equate that to saying love is blind, love cannot see? Okay. If love is blind, right? Have you ever seen blind people say, can you lead me to where I'm going? I will grab your arm and you lead me. You ever heard someone blind ask for your help?
Yeah, it's happened before. I mean, they don't often do it because they don't want to admit that they don't want to need help. They want to be self-reliant,
okay, sir,
handicapped.
Stop narrating and pollution. Just be clear, it's not about people that don't use the help. It's about people that utilize the help and free the problem. You keep making everything pessimistic. And we can say that too. Like, oh, yeah, it's like being out here with somebody that they're attractive. They open their mouth. They say something negative that you're not attracted to it, right? That's simple.
Indeed.
Like the average person sees someone attracted, they would attract to, depending on, they wouldn't even care because they'd be so desperate. Let's be clear about that. People are like, okay, they hear you talking, like, oh yeah, people still be desperate. Let me put out that group. But what I'm saying to you is, you ever heard of the saying blind leading the blind?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the thing that I'm trying to understand. If love is so blind, how people got so, you know, collective eyes. If some love is so blind, why are people, have you ever seen love just follow you anywhere? You say, oh, yeah, this love is really blind. Let me ask you, like, have you seen a lot of blind love that you'd be like, wow, this love is really blind? Have you can contest or seeing somebody that's so attracted to you that you're like, wow, real love is really blind? Or you see people that try to pollute love and try to hijack love and get, and it's pretty, pretty much people try to beat love into submission. People try to, look at this. This is the thing, this is the thing that you've been saying. I go back, I think you've been saying this joke for at least 18 years. I mean, I'll think about the joke. You've been saying this joke for at least 18 years. Now think about it. At least by 18 years. 17, 18 years, if I'm not mistaken. You remember that joke? You say most women want the lead guy. And how much is that you think is true?
It is true.
See? You've been saying that for, can you believe you've been saying that same joke for at least about 17, 18 years? I think 18, more like 18, definitely 18, I'm thinking.
I guess I made that point too much too often. It's
18 years. You imagine that? You've been saying that joke, and now people use it. People are saying like it just came out. That's crazy. And you used to say it hard. You used to say it hardcore. You used to be on that joke so much. And this is the thing. Go on, sir. I apologize.
It's 16 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. Now, really, what do you think? We told you a lot about what we think, but we'd like to hear your opinions, too. We'd like to directly help you pimp your soul, pimp you organically. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
See, one thing we want to do, we want to change our network. And when we come back on our next network tour, we're going to have things so much different. Somebody wanted to call the show Dark.
Dark?
The name title. Yeah, because the name title.
Do you think the show is dark?
Because the name title?
In general.
But I'm saying most of them listen to the show, they just talk about the name title. I just explained it to you. I mean, you asked me if I think the show is dark. I made the show up myself. Don't I know if it's dark or not?
Indeed.
So I never thought the show was dark. I just thought that people that, one or two people that I tend, when people are dark, it's like, why am I explaining to somebody that's already dark about the light? They shouldn't know what dark look like if they've been in the dark. You're in the dark and you're trying to find light into some of the light. I mean, I think that would explain it's not the dark. And it's come. One of the things, the show is not talking about cross-contamination. When I talk about organic, when I talk about organic pimping, it's not about cross-contaminated pimping. And one of the things that we were talking about this off the air, this thing that we're going to be doing, and that's the task to do.
All right.
Because if we live and talk about things to people that's not going to do these things, they're disrupting the organic pimping in our ingredients.
Right.
Trying to make us talk about cross-contamination, trying to have us talk about things that they're not. Why are we wasting our time on those things? Now, there's going to be people that are going to be more and more just become public. More and more people just not going to like it. And as I'm seeing and communicating with people, more and more people are in the mind frame to just want this. They want this to be deleted. I mean, they don't want this to exist. And I can tell people are more agitated on that more than they are really helpful that this is a space where they can actually see something different. They're more bothered by this. And if something's more bothering than the actual problem, you know that's a problem. We're too annoying because people seem to be bothered by this, and this is not even the problem that they've been dealing with. You know that's something. When you're dealing with your problem and something's not your problem and you're looking at that as a problem, you know that's a whole new thing that they're putting on the actual, you know, pressure to try to bust this, you know, and put this out. What do you think personally that people are experiencing from your viewpoint about this?
That's a tough question. What am I experiencing? Okay, I think that basically everybody out there should take the time and effort to really feed their soul, to really tell themselves they should do what they got to do.
I'm talking about the organic pimping. I'm not talking about what people talking about what people think and how this labeling of organic pimping. What do you think about that as organic pimping and the labeling of it? All right.
Look, I'm the kind of person that doesn't like labels in general. I don't think we need to label everything and try and pigeonhole it. I don't think we should do that. I'm the kind of person that's sort of against that and thinks that basically things can serve many purposes, including people. I've always thought so. But really, honestly, I think we need to stop pigeonholing, labeling everything.
Oh, okay, I heard that already, sir. Can you stop saying it over again? Anything else?
No, it's all right. No.
All right, everyone. I'm getting ready to, finish eating my dessert, and I'm going to move on and enjoy some things. And that's how we'll finish moving on my thoughts. This is Comedian Organic OK, and you've been listening to Organic Pimping.
Wait. Don't wrap it all up. We've got 8 minutes left. Let's try to make them special. Let's make them special.
You can make it special. My special time is eating some dessert and moving on. Because the show is not the business. And I think I'm at the capacity of trying to enjoy my time in life.
Me too.
Yeah, on air, off air, dreaming, not dreaming. So, to me, I'm just looking to interview different people, have people on the platform, have exciting things to talk about consistently. And I know some energies that I've encountered just socializing with certain type of civilians. I just feel like it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy for success to have a good place. And that's one of the things I'm not going that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's too many people out there that truly are not looking to be a part of your happiness as a team effort, and looking to just be devouring your peace with misery and, different substance issues. Just think about it. There are people that you can just think about history. They try to help someone that has problems. And it's a saying, people don't want to help themselves. You can't really help people. They waste all your time. They waste all your time. And just act like that didn't mean nothing as you get tired of it. Yeah, everyone, my name is Comedian Organic OK. The co-host is Comedian Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pretty much wrap up. I'm gonna eat me ice cream. I might stay out here and listen for a minute, but I'm gonna eat my ice cream, and I'm gonna take the enjoyment of enjoying it. And that's pretty much it. This is, man, I'm trying a different route. I'm trying some other stuff. Moving forward. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right. Each and every one of you. Now, you know how hard life is. You see it every day. The problem is, life is hard from almost the moment it begins. I mean, you're forced out of the womb, thrust into that cold, cruel world. Nobody asked you. You didn't want to be born. You didn't ask to be. Nobody ever is. The sad thing is, if most people were asked, they'd say no. It's a fact. And life is just hard. I mean, things are all kind of, things basically seem kind of sunny and shiny all at first, but then, it's like the moment you enter first grade, it all turns into this kind of sort of, into this Since you know what I'm talking about, you know. You want to go back to when things were simpler and more fun and whatever, but there were always problems. But it's like, now you know what to do. What do you do? What do you do? It's hard, isn't it?
You said it's hard. Sometimes hard is not even the experience that you experience. The hard sometimes can be the altitude of how you're falling with the pressure that's really being consistent on the opposite side. Not always what you're carrying, sometimes what you're leaving. Leaving when you're dropping is what's separating sometimes your pain from your happiness. This is Comedian Organic OK. And Nicole's Just Talk Dude.
Let's talk to you. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and hopefully you're out there basically, you're nourishing your soul right now. Because as hard as it all gets, you know what? There can be bliss. There can be joy. There can be. Honestly, you can feed yourself. You know, you can look for it. Your soul can basically sprout wings. Your soul can fly. Your soul can do all that. You can. You can do fine. You can do well. There is hope.
This is hope?
Yeah, there is hope. Of course there is.
It's like you jump a hot cup of coffee because you weren't studying. You weren't focusing. Now it's when it burnt the hope. Now you look for another cup of refreshing coffee. Everyone, I'm gone. Dessert time.
I hope it has nothing to do with me. You're just going off.
Yeah, it's got to do with you and this boring segment. And then I'm gone.
Everybody, listen to me. Find yourself. Find your center. Find that sort of pleasure you've been looking for. Find it. Honestly.
All right, man. No more honestly. This is not a disabled show. This is an inspired show, okay?
I'm trying to inspire, but forgive me. I'm a disabled person, but I'm trying to inspire. I'm trying to ignite, light the fire, you know?
Everyone, I'm stepping out.
Yeah, this has been Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. It has been. Thank you. And good night.